Ladies and gentlemen, 2012 National Football League Most Valuable Player Adrian Peterson joins the 9 to noon radio show on the Vikings Radio Network. What's going on, Adrian?
Not much, PA.
We laid out some over-unders. It's what radio types do this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Like if we were in the 702 and thinking about over-unders and football and stuff like that. I established the line for you rushing yards-wise of 1,500 yards. You think that's a fair number, or do you think I'm light? Do you think I'm, like, low on that number?
Just considering this is the NFL.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a fair number, but then again, I'll say you're kind of light.
See, it's like when you said within the last week and change, somebody asked you rushing yard total, you're like 2,500 yards, end of bet. That would crush Eric Dickerson's single season record and also dust your elite 2012. Tell me if I'm overthinking it here. If you are to have around 2,000, 2,100 yards, something like that, you know, does that mean that we're not throwing the ball as effectively or explosively? I'm looking for a little more balance here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say let me contribute to just longer runs, you know, still being a balanced offense, being able to run the ball and pass the ball, but just having bigger and longer explosive plays.
Yeah, and we can have explosive running plays, too.
Yeah, 80, like those, I'm talking about 80.
Those 80s and 70s.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I was going to ask you about we've been talking about depth chart and fullbacks and non-fullbacks. When you had you were chasing the record, you were talking about how you actually enjoyed running behind the fullback. It was actually enjoyable for you. You liked the 8 and 9 man boxes. Now that you're a little bit older, you know, maybe your preference has changed. Has that changed to where you still prefer the 8 to 9 man boxes where you just have to make one guy really miss and you're out the gate? Or do you like this new offense where we're kind of spreading things around and more open field tackles?
You know, I haven't actually played a whole season in the offense. But I've always been a fan of having that crowded box, you know, because once you get past the first line and the second line, it's pretty much off to the races, you know. So, you know, one thing I've been doing during training camp is, you know, being patient, and that's hard for me to do. But I've been able to watch on film and see how, you know, me really working to be patient, things are opening up more, you know. So I feel like we still can be productive either way.
At this stage of your career, Adrian, are you still battling patience? I mean, 07 through like 2011, I mean, that was a talker with you all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then whether you prefer running behind a fullback, you know, and all that, is it still, really, you still battle that?
I still do, you know, because I don't know, it's just the way I've played the game, you know, just being explosive, getting there. But then again, as I look and watch film and I see myself being patient, I'm still able to get back to those cuts. You know, it feels a little different, and when I'm out there, I feel like I'm kind of going through the motion and don't feel as explosive. But when I watch it on film, I'm just as explosive.
You know?
So it's just all about getting comfortable with it. And then, you know, Lee was talking about the fullback. I love having a fullback, you know, out there in front of me. You know, being able to have that guy that you can depend on, that you know that's going to go in there and, you know, and clear the way for you. And then, you know, as far as being in the way, because that was one of my complaints, it's all about just getting my alignment right, making sure that I'm being patient as well, giving that guy more time to get up and set him up on his block, and then making my cut and read based off that.
Excellent answer.
So let's go with this patience a little bit more. I think, you know, it's such a generic term, but for the listeners out there, you're talking about patience being a half a step.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a full step here and there. It's not much, right? I mean, you're not looking to, you know, take 1 second. It might just be a split second difference that makes all the difference in whether you cut back or whether you spring something. And that really just happens at the line screen. Are we going to notice that as viewers that, oh, yeah, Adrian's running much more patient this year?
You probably won't notice it. You will, because, you know, you played in his game.
What are you saying?
He knows.
I'm just going to scream, and he's losing. That's the end of the game, right?
Yeah.
That's like my role.
I think the true football fans, they would be able to notice it because it's small. It's such a small detail part of the game. But I'm sure the fullback will really appreciate it in the offensive line.
Did you watch the games last year?
Yeah.
You watched everyone?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was tough. You know, it was rough just sitting back at home, you know, feeling like, hey, there's nothing I can do to help these guys, you know, especially during the games that they struggled. But then again, looking as well, it was like, you know, this young quarterback, you know, Teddy, he's really looking good. You know, he's being a leader out there. He's taking control. And those last couple weeks of the season, he played outstanding.
When you had the opportunity for a year and change to play with Brett Favre, did you get to see things from the quarterback spot? And this is with all due respect to everybody else. Mm-hmm. This is a Hall of Famer we're talking about that you never had seen. So now, like when you work with Teddy, do you see some things that Teddy's starting to do where you're like, okay, this is how the big timers do it?
Yeah, with Favre, man, he was this man. I don't know, even at old age, you know, I don't think I ever, you know, felt a pass, you know, go by me and hear the wind, you know, of it, or feel the force, you know, of a ball. Outside of Tavares Jackson, he had a pretty strong arm.
Yeah.
But just the way he orchestrated the offense and he ran the offense, you know, it's not too many quarterbacks that can do that. But the one thing that I love and noticed the most about Favre was just his passion. And also with his passion, just his vision of being able to see the field. You know, so that's something that I see in Teddy. And I feel like, even though I'm a running back, I feel like at the quarterback position, being able to see the field, make those reads quick, and get back to the open, you know, receiver is very critical. And that's something that I see that Teddy, from day one when he came in last year, he was able to do, just be able to read coverages and having a quick release.
What did you learn last year from your situation where you watched all the Vikings games on Sunday at home? You know, guys that are injured do this a lot, where you're taking this negative situation where you're not out there playing, but somehow you start to pick up on things like, oh, yeah, maybe I should do that next year. I saw something that I didn't see if I was playing. Did you go through some of that, too, where it was a learning experience, you know, watching these games?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was just being patient. You know, just actually sitting back and watching those guys work and seeing that, you know, well, if I was out there, I'm sure I would have been like a step or two faster than, you know, Matt or Jared. And I don't think it would have worked out well. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, sitting back, being able to watch those guys work.
In 09, you caught 43 passes, a career best. Mm-hmm. Do you envision this season being that kind of season from a pass-catching standpoint? Seriously. I mean, with your rushing ability, the explosive nature, the MVP cred, if you start catching passes in the flat, oh, my heavens.
Yeah, I do. I do, especially with this style of offense. You know, it really put the running back in a position to catch a lot of checkdowns and get some yak yards. So I feel like it could be a big year for us.
Adrian Peterson's on the 9 to Noon show and the Vikings Radio Network. Ben?
Well, there's a lot of question marks outside the draft, OTAs, minicamp, and early part of training camp about this offensive line. How's it going to shape up? Who's going to start where? How are they going to come together? From your vantage point, being behind them and have running behind them now, what's your impression of the offensive line?
They're hungry. You know, it's guys in here that are working, some young guys. You know, Matt, he's looking good, and he's getting worked every day. He has his hands full with Everson Griffin. You know, so you can't help but improve. You know, Sully, you know, he's doing what he do best, and that's lead the group. You know, Fusco, I think he got changed to left guard. So, you know, we made some moves. Pickfield is playing good, but I sense that, you know, there's urgency, you know, to get better. You know, guys are really focusing on being more physical in the run and making sure we protect Teddy, you know, so and then there's a lot of young guys here, too, that looks good and, you know, look like they're eager to get out there and earn themselves a position.
Does Mike Wallace have a chance to be the best receiver with whom you've ever played? And Percy was Rookie of the Year. Sydney had a good run. So, I mean, it's a big question, but, I mean, Wallace looks really, really good.
Yeah, he does, and he's really, really fast. we're gonna. I told him we're going to have to
run a 40 before it's all said and done. Mm. But I feel like he has the potential, especially in his offense, to put up some big numbers. He's been looking good thus far in camp, and I'm really excited to see how things are going to, you know, play out during the season.
A couple of quickies to close for Adrian. Go ahead, Ben.
Have you had any rookies? And if you have, like, could you let us know, like, who's been kind of picking your brain as far as a young guy that's coming to you? Like, Adrian, you know, how do you do this? Or what do you think about this? How do you prepare, you know, for the NFL or just even this given day or drill?
I won't call him a young guy, but Teddy, you know, that's one thing I like about him, too. He's so humble, and he's always asking to, you know, for advice, you know, how to take care of his body, you know, the things that I do to stay healthy and, you know, get the soreness out and just deal with, you know, the drain of a long season. You know, the young guy, receiver Dibbs, who caught my eye when I came back and was a part of OTAs and mini camp, you know, he has asked a couple questions as well. Just, you know, how do you take care of the body? You know, what kind of things do you do? You know, like massage-wise, or, you know, cold tub and things like that just to keep the body fresh. You know, so, yeah, a couple of the rookies have been coming and, you know, asking a couple questions.
Adrian, what makes you most happy and most comfortable with that contract restructure? You came back in early June, month and change later, restructured deal. Everything's nice and peaceful into training camp. What makes you happiest about that?
I would say just the loyalty, you know. You know, principle is big for me. You know, I felt like I did a lot for this organization in the state of Minnesota, and you know, for you know Ziggy and Mark to take that step to guarantee, you know, these next 2 years, it was big for me and my family.
You haven't had any preseason carry since 2011. That probably continues this year, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
Thank you, Adrian. Good luck.
Thanks, Adrian.
Stay healthy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Adrian Peterson on the Fan and the Vikings Radio Network.